Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 62 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
W6NIJ from AWV.
W6NIJ.
Hey Tom, I'm in my mobile on that 2 meter repeater.
Awesome. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, cool. I got a little bit of noise on it, so I don't know how high or low profile it is or anything, but I have an idea sort of where it's at. Anyway, I'm all set for the IIS run. It looks like it checked out okay as far as it's in the radio. It works.
Cool. I've been just trying to program all these different radios at the 2.5 kilohertz steps, and you know, it's never easy. One thing you might want to check is the audio seems pretty hot. I don't know if that's your radio or the repeater or what, but you know, mine's been set up the same for a long time, and I noticed you just this time being a little louder than normal.
Yeah, it could be the. I can go back to direct, or here I'll switch back to. I'll switch back to 440 and see if it sounds different. I'm talking a little bit back from the mic now, too, NAWB.
Yeah, or ask the parrot. He'd be able to help, too.
I've not fed the parrot lately, so I'm a little shy to ask him for help.
Well, you never know what you're going to hear when you attach to that thing.
Yeah, so I don't know I still got to get a hold of the guy about the linking commands on these other systems, because I don't know how they have them set up. So right now I can only link and unlink this from my own node. I don't know how to do it from from this spot. Anyway, I'm going to switch radios, or switch nodes here, NAWB.
Okie dokie, W6NIJ.
All right, here's on my note, NAWB.
Yeah, not much different, a little bit softer, but not super noticeable. Weird. Okay, well, this is a different radio for me as well. I just grabbed one that was not on the bench.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to switch to the HT here and drag the laptop back in.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep, NAWB.
W6NIJ. NAWB.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
KB8OIS, listening via Echolink.
KB8OIS from WA4DSR. Good evening, John.
Hi, Pat. Yeah, I missed in that, but how did things go? I just saw the emails come through.
Well, then that doesn't start for another 30 minutes, or else I've forgotten it. It's only 7:30 yet.
Wrong time zone. All right. Maybe I'll check in about 30 minutes and see what happens. Right now, you sound great. I assume I can't tell if you're coming through Echolink or RF.
I'm on RF, so you're sounding great. There's no dropouts or anything.
Perfect. You know, there's been several nets on the repeater this week. Yesterday, there were over 60 stations connected, I think from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, through all the links. And there was no drop-off at all, but granted, that was all internet traffic. The repeater crawl had difficulties. I suspect Dan or Matt or Don or Matt may say something about that, but most of the stations got through, but all with poor signal reports.
Yeah, that's what Matt said on the net last night, that they had a lot of problems with dropouts and things. So it's interesting. This is showing that KF7RRI, Echolink 634384, but that's not your call sign or Echolink number. So something really bizarre on the display here.
I'm afraid I'll lose my connection, but that's probably another station disconnected. If you go to the bubble chart, again, there could be anywhere from 2 or 3 up to 50 or 60 stations all connected to our repeater simultaneously.
Yeah, I brought the bubble chart up and... all it says is not in database, so my guess is that the database isn't connected for some reason. So anyway, all right, we will see you on the net, or listen for you on the net at 8 o'clock in 27 minutes, WA4DSR.
I may try. We're watching a sunset right now, and then we're doing a little more traveling tonight, so I will likely be in the car, so I don't know if I'll be able to chime in, but yeah, let me know if anything unusual happens. I do plan on getting up to Weiser Hall. I believe I'll be back Wednesday, so hopefully Wednesday I get up there and check a few things. All right, Pat, take care. WA4DSR, KB8OIS.
Okay, John, safe travels. Real safe travels. WA4DSR clear. This is N8SBE Pedestrian Mobile. N8SBE, Pedestrian Mobile. Good evening. Welcome to the repeater.
OIS. How are you doing, Dave?
That was pretty interesting. Both of you guys were talking at once. I just wondered if you thought it would be worthwhile for me to get on Echolink here through my cell phone and see if there's anything there that you might be able to discover.
You know, Dave, I can tell you're walking.
My opinion is that the Echolink,
but it also sounds like you're walking.
So
I hear a lot of wind noise in the background. From my location, it's a difficult
thing. You know, I'm not absolutely sure.
I'm outside,
so
obviously,
we'll find out
in
the
public
location. On the net tonight,
back to you.
At 8. I don't. You're sounding good. I don't have any dropouts. But of course, now that I hand it over to you, there probably will be dropouts. WA4DSR.
Yeah, and I guess I should have handed it over to one of you guys because there was a double for about the first half of that, but that's pretty funny. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll just walk on here, but, you know, and then I'll check in for the net when the net starts up. But if there's anything that you'd like me to try, I can certainly do that. I have an Echo Link on my cell phone here, so I could come in through that if you want to, if you're curious about anything. I know last week, for some reason, the repeater transmitter stuck on. I was on for like about 15 or 20 minutes, and I finally gave up and went over to the Skywarn DSR.
Okay, WA4 DSR. Yeah, no, it went up completely. And so I remembered W2PU2 gave me login information on the controller, so I am looking at it now, and we hopefully there's a restart and a server reboot, and if things go crazy, I may hit the restart button just to see what happened. Hopefully it doesn't result in World War III, but you never know. So anyway, we'll talk to you on the net. WA4 DSR clear.
All right.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 71 degrees.
All right, QST, QST, QST. Good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's amateur radio clip Sunday night net. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. Break for time. Okay, because of significant repeater difficulties in the past, we may switch to the Aero machine, the 9-6 machine in Ann Arbor, if problems start to happen. So at this point, I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echo Link stations, and finally all other stations. And if we could have audio checks, are we seeing dropouts? Please let us know immediately. Any short-time mobile or portable stations, please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian portable mobile.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo Charlie, portable. Okay.
Yeah, two stations. I have N8SBE Dave and W8SRC Stuart. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we just finished our walk around the neighborhood, and this week what they were doing was going back and drilling out holes in the asphalt to find the sewer and the water meter and all that stuff that they buried under the new pavement. And so they've got that taken care of, and they put concrete around the hole, and so there's pylons all over the place here so people don't drive over the concrete. And they also came in and they painted the crosswalk and the stop bars, too. So it's really starting to look pretty good, I think, once we get all the construction stuff out of here. Back in that NASB.
Okay, Dave, your signal sounds good. Let's pick up Stuart, WASRC. How are you this evening, Stuart?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. Good evening, Pat and everyone else. Not too bad here. Haven't been too radioactive, but a couple of weeks ago I did go up to Frankfurt for leaving the weekend and took my radio with me, and the last night that we were there I experienced a major band opening that had signals all the way to Green Bay and Milwaukee, and even to pick up the NOAA weather radio station in Chicago, as well as parts of the Upper Peninsula, which I thought was absolutely amazing. And then when we got back from there, there was another band opening that I could hear all the way to Western New York from Dexter, which I was absolutely amazed at. But I'll be running the IPFC night shortly, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'd like to report, so I guess I'll turn it back to you, Pat, to be what else I see.
Okay, Okay, W8SRC. Stuart, that sounds great. Really impressive, all the stations you were able to work on the band openings. Sometimes I'm able to pick up quite distant NOAA weather stations, but I think you've got me beat. So anyway, let's pick up for Echolink stations. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now.
WD0BCF.
WD0BCF, Larry in Houston, I assume. How are you tonight?
Very fine. You have excellent audio. Some of the others seem to be on the hot side. And doing a lot of listening. It's probably the succinct explanation, but really enjoying it. Back to you, Pat.
Hey, Larry. Glad to hear from you again. I hope your roof problems are finally getting sorted out, and look forward to talking to you every week. With that, we'll take any and all stations. Any and all stations. This is WA4DSR.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Victor, Bravo, Frederick.
WSAU, this is Matt.
Well, it may be a short net tonight. I have KE8, Zulu, Victor, Bravo, and WS8U. Do we have anyone else wishing to check in?
AZATO, Don.
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniform, Dan.
Okay, all the regulars are slowly creeping back onto frequency. So let me start with KE8 Zulu Victor Bravo, followed by WS8U. Frederick, how are you this evening?
Thank you, Pat. I'm good. Had a wonderful Sunday, met with a lot of people. So last time, I don't know what happened, but after I released the PTT button, it just went... I apologize for it. That was my fault, but yeah. Also, the moon is quite round today. It's also almost mid-autumn festival, so happy holidays to those who observe. Thank you. This is the problem.
Well, Frederick, I find it hard to believe that your transmission caused the repeater to crash, but if it suddenly does, if it's dead now, we know where the problem is. But no, I think that was just... coincidental. So you don't have anything to worry about. WSAU is next, followed by AC8TO. Matt, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for ringing the net. Let's see. You were just a little bit noisy into the net at the beginning, and now you seem to be salivating into the repeater. I'm not quite sure why, but it seemed like your RF was, it seemed that way last week. That your RF was a little bit weak in the repeater, but it seems solid now, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Haven't done much radio related. I spent most of the day outside painting it outside of my house, so that was fun. And let's see, probably about a third of the way there, so I'm getting there, and I dealt with the part that was up high at the peak gable of the roof, which is the part that's hardest to do, so the rest of it should be mostly easier. Anyhow, I think you back then.
Okay, thanks for the audio check. I think it has something to do with how I speak into this any tone, and it's really critical that I speak at exactly the right angle. If I'm at the wrong angle or speak too loudly, it just completely overblows it. But your audio was excellent, no dropouts. Next up is AC8TO Don, followed by KB6NU Dan. Don, what do you have for us tonight?
Thanks, Pat. ACTO Don. Well, on your last transmission, your audio was perfect. So, yeah, I know some of these radios are pretty cranky about volume levels. I don't really have much for the net. I guess, for those who want my outdoor thing, Aero Group is holding their amp team at a park in the north end of Milan, kind of just south of the Toyota property there at Wilson 23. If anybody wants, and one doesn't have a choice, drop me an email or something. Can't think of much else really, so I'm just going to hand it on back, ACATO.
Okay, Dan, thanks for checking in, or Don, thanks for checking in and for all you do to keep the amateur radio club going. You were running a bit hot there, but it's impossible to tell what's the radio and what's the repeater. Finally, on this first run through is KB6NU. Dan, how are you this evening?
WA4GSR on the net, KB6NU. Well, pretty good. Had a great POTA activation today. I managed 81 contacts in 2.5 hours, so that was a pretty good rate. Maybe the highest rate I've had so far. Bands are really good. One thing I was going to mention last week before the repeater went into chaos mode is that I had asked about John about if there were any instructions on how to access All Starlink from a handheld or whatever, and he didn't really give me any good information. He said, "Well, just look up Superman, whatever the heck that is." Anyway, I went to the AllStarLink website and found their page of commands for linking to other repeaters, and actually was able to do so with my Quansheng of all things, and so that's pretty cool. And I look forward to linking to other repeaters in the future. Back to you, KB6NU.
Well, Dan, that's great. Perhaps you can give a seminar on it on one of these Sunday night nets about how to connect to other All-Star systems. That would be fantastic. I admit I know nothing about it, so it's all noise to me at some point. Anyway, we've been through the list one time. The repeater is still holding up. Before I issue another call, just to say that I will not be able to be net control for the next several weeks, so volunteers are sought to run the Sunday night net. Again, we're looking for volunteers to run the Sunday night net for the next several weeks as I'll be away. Do we have any new stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now. Okay, I think I had Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Victor Alpha there. KE8 Hotel Victor Alpha, you're real noisy. But try again, and any news from you tonight?
This is Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Kilo Alpha, using a little bit more power this time. I'm currently mobile, probably at about the edge of where I can get into the repeater. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and hope you're all doing well.
Got it, Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Kilo Alpha. We got it. Thanks for checking in. You were scratchy but completely readable, so thank you for checking in. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in or recheck? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR for the last time. Okay, with that, we'll call it a net. Nothing heard. We had 8 stations plus myself for a total of 9 in almost 15 minutes, so not a bad haul on a quiet Sunday night. Again, I will not be net control for the next couple of weeks, so just volunteer. It's a lot of fun. You learn a lot of great things, and happy to have other people take it over. So with that, I will close down the net. And we'll talk to all of you at the same time, same frequency, several weeks in the future. This is WA4DSR Clear.
Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango Test.
Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango from WA4DSR. Good signal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Did I miss the net, or is the repeater acting up too much tonight?
The net.
Well, we had a short net. It was only about 8 people on, and the repeater actually behaved itself. I think we threatened it with serious bodily harm if it didn't, but it actually held together tonight.
What happened? 3 net check-in starts at about 8:25. Over.
Station in there who doubled, and you were kind of broken. I didn't hear everything, but go ahead, Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey 8.
But it doubled on the conventional Alpha, a breaking station can get in, and I'll catch you on the
I can. You're quite broken, so I'll talk to you at the RPCnet. Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. So I'm glad the repeater behaved itself tonight. I'm going to since this net isn't happening or already happened and I missed it. I think I'm going to go try to check into the South Lion net, which I've never done before. So. WA4DSR, this is WAKWT. I will be clear and QSY for now.
Okay, real fine. WA4DSR clear as well.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. WAEMV QSY to 145.15.
WADNV, W8SSA, how copy?
W8AWT, this is WADNV, how copy?
Exciting. So the reason I brought you over here is there's some crazy propagation going on. I'm also hearing an RPC net down in Tiffin, Ohio on the 515 output. Are you hearing that as well?
I was certainly hearing something, and I wasn't sure what it was, so, yeah, crazy propagation would explain it. There is a repeater in this side of Cleveland, W8HF, which we can sometimes hear on this channel, too, as well.
Yeah, the main reason I brought you over here is when I was over there on the 515 repeater pair. I was simultaneously getting into the 515 and that other repeater. They heard my call sign at least once, which was really weird.
It's really weird. But we can stay here for a bit. I was actually going to ask you about something. You were talking about getting a mount for your power chair. Is that right?
That is correct. I was probably going to put something on the headrest. There is a square quarter inch piece of metal that holds up the headrest that I could mount some kind of a whip on. Somebody brought up the point at the last net that I need to make sure that whatever antenna I get will work without a ground plane, I think is what they said, since it won't have the HT as a ground plane. And I'm not sure I want to use the chair itself as the ground.
Yeah, so the way I've done some things recently has been to mount stuff for my bicycle, and I've gotten what's called a mirror mount, which is designed to go on a horizontal bar, like on a truck mirror. I don't have an antenna attached to it yet, but the suggestions were to run up a flagpole and then for 2 meters, right, run a flag pole up, put a flag on it, and then to the flag attach a roll-up J-pole, And so the roll of J-pole does not need a ground plane. And it's pretty long, so you could cope with having a flag that was really tall and essentially mount the antenna well above you.
Yeah, honestly, I was hoping for something smaller that I could keep on 24/7 and not be too obnoxious. I'll have to look at that mirror mount. So this bar that I was thinking of mounting on is vertical, for what it's worth. But maybe I could find some other solutions. I don't know yet. I haven't spent that much time looking at the back of my chair because I sit in it all the time. I need to take some pictures of the back of it tonight once I get in bed. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking something 3D printed would be what I would look for, but that's probably going to be too flimsy.
The other antenna I found, and I don't remember who makes it, but I'll look it up for you if I can find it, was a... If you can get an NMO mount, which is the Motorola-style mount, which is a disc sort of thing that you can screw an antenna into, there are two-meter antennas that don't require a ground plane that'll go into an NMO mount. Now, the only one I found was really expensive, more expensive than I think I was willing to spend, but your circumstances might be different than mine because I've got a bunch of options, and maybe this would be a good option for you. So I'll look for that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. How do I want you to send it to me? All my email addresses are a mess right now, but yeah, that's probably my email is probably the best idea. Are you ready to copy?
I'm going to get my phone out and take care of it right now, just a second. Okay, guys, go ahead with your email.
awzpabeling@gmail.com.
I copy Alpha Whiskey Delta Tango Alpha Bravo Echo Lima India November Golf. Very good. Look for a message this evening, and I'll just get something started for that. I'll give you my email, my short email. This won't be where the message is coming from, but this is a good one for me. It's the suffix of my call sign, EMV. @umich.edu.
Okie dokie, EMV at UMich. Okay, sounds good. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. What am I trying to say here? There is a company, called Signal Stuff that makes an HT antenna. This company Signal Stuff also does the ham study. It's the same people who do the ham study online project. It's kind of a fundraiser for that, and apparently that antenna is everybody loves that antenna. I don't know how it would work without a ground plane, I wonder if I could just use, some wires off the bottom of the antenna, two or three wires hanging off the base, between the base of any HT and and the coax as some kind of a ground plane.
So typically when you're holding an HT, you are the ground plane. If you're not holding it, you're the counterpoise, let's put it that way. There are things called tiger tails, which are little ring-shaped things that run off the, that go off the bottom of the antenna that are supposed to improve reception. I think with 2 meters, the only real way to do it is to try, to be honest, in some sense, because the challenge is that the human body is a big enough piece of a system that it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. WADMV, over to WADWT.
Okay, yeah. It's interesting that, but I guess it makes sense that VHF is a bit more challenging for this kind of thing than UHF. I hadn't actually considered the thought that, I hadn't considered that I would struggle more with one than the other. The whole reason for the ground plane is not receiving but transmitting, correct?
I think that's more or less the case. For a transmit antenna, you're sending energy out, so you need to make a circuit, essentially. For receiving, you can just use honestly, lots more things work for receive than they work for transmit.
I think that makes sense. My Nagoya antenna that I bought for this for my HT doesn't work that great for receive either all the time. So I might just buy a hamstick or what is it? The company is called Signal Stuff and the antenna is called the Signal Stick. I think I might just buy one. For the HT as it is. I'd heard of tiger tails before. I need to Google that. I don't have a computer here in my radio room, but I will Google that later. It's 8:30, so I'm going to head over to the 515 for the ARPC-NET. Maybe I'll meet you back here after that, WADWT.
That sounds good. I'm going to take my stuff and listen to the ARPC-NET. I'm currently at the top of a parking structure, which should have excellent reception in all directions because I can see the towers. How about we meet back here after the ARPC-NET finishes? This is WADMV.
Either here or there. I don't know. Let's just come back here. Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango QSY.
Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor QSY, 7-3. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor monitoring. WAWT, this is WADMV. I'm in bad reception area. We'll call you back in a minute or two.
WADMV, this is WAWT. Sounds good. I'm actually thinking about going to 514652 and seeing how far I can talk, considering how much crazy propagation is happening tonight.
It's good. I'll listen for you there.
WDPA testing.
WHEMVW8AWT, how copy?
Copy fine, Augustine, but you might not be able to hear me. I'm in a parking structure driving up.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you on the repeater, but just not on the input, so we'll have to stay over here. This is some crazy propagation that's happening tonight. How many watts are you running?
I'm running 5 watts. That's 5 watts.
Okay, I'm running 50. Cool. If you don't mind, I'm gonna head over to 14652 and see if I can get any DX, quote unquote DX, going over there. I will certainly check for your email about the antenna mount. W8AWT.
Roger all that. Good luck with DX. 73 WADMV.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.